雑談ルーム。Hello, welcome to my podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Taiki Arai, an English coach. In today's episode, I'd like to introduce myself, especially for those of you who are listening for the first time. I'll be talking about who I am, why I'm committed to the Magna Method, and what I hope to work on over the next 5 to 10 years.Let me start by sharing what I'm currently doing. Right now, I work as an English coach at a company called MintFrog. One of our services is something called the Magna Method. It uses an app called Magna and the Mysterious Girl to help people, from elementary school students to adults, become more confident English speakers. We don't just teach English.We work with our learners and support their journey. Most of our members share one thing in common. They want to speak English and use it to make their lives better. Okay, why am I committed to this work? It's because I want people to feel the joy of speaking English and gain positive experiences through it. I started studying English seriouslyAfter becoming an adult. So about 7 years ago, I practiced with online tutors from overseas like Philippines, Indonesia, Australia, or some African country, and so on, and even took the Aiken Grade Pre-1 test with my students. At first, I felt awkward and a bit embarrassed.But the more I spoke, the more joy I felt. Even when I didn't know the exact word or expression, I learned to use the knowledge I already had to make myself understood. In Japan, even though we study English for many years, mostly more than 10 years, many people feel uncomfortable speaking it. From my perspective, there are three major reasons why this happens.The first is quantity. People simply don't get enough practice speaking English, even though they start to learn English from elementary school, third grade. In Japan, there are limited chances to use English in daily life, and honestly, many people don't need to. But if you want to speak in English,So you have to output in English many times. The second is quality. Traditional learning often involves passively receiving information. But in my experience, learning is much more effective when it's tied to your interests or passions. The third is mindset. People think, what if I make a mistake? Or,Am I good enough to speak English? Sometimes, I also feel that situation in my mind. That fear holds them back. So, that's why I want to solve these problems and I want to be committed to the Magna Method. Because I genuinely love what the service offers.It provides a space where learners can feel safe to make mistakes. And it builds relationships where people start thinking, maybe I can try saying this in English, even just a little. I want to help grow more of those safe, encouraging environments. And through Magna, I want to support young learners, elementary and junior high school students,as they grow and build confidence in themselves through English. That's why I've chosen to be deeply committed to this work. Now, let me share something I want to work on over the next 5 to 10 years. My vision is this. I want to create a movement where more Japanese people express their thoughts and culture in English.That might sound a bit idealistic or formal, but to be honest, My personal goal is simply to become someone who can express myself in English. Someday, I'd love to be a bilingual moderator, someone who can host discussions and interviews in both Japanese and English. And on top of that, I love the interesting discoveries that come with using English. Like, oh, so that's how you say it in English. Or, wow, Japanese is really vague in this context. When I translate or reframe my thoughts in English, it also helps me reflect on my ideas and on Japanese culture from a new perspective. That's why I want to keep trying, even if my English isn't perfect. And if someone hears me and thinks, maybe I could try that too, or I want Taiki to support my English, then that's the kind of ripple effect I want to create. Now, let's talk a little about the style of this podcast. It's not just about English learning. I also want to share my thoughts and discoveries, the kind I pick up while exploring all kinds of topics and information. I'm kind of an information junkie, honestly. I love learning and new services, trending topics, educational content, creators, and more. And instead of keeping it all in my head, I want to share it in a way that feels like casual conversation. So, why is this podcast called Zatsudan Room in the first place? Well, I've always loved casual chats or Zatsudan in Japanese. You know, those conversations that seem random but end up leading to deep insights or stronger connections. On the other hand, conference or meetings sound more structured or goal-oriented, right? So why combine the two? Because I want this podcast to feel like a mini meeting between you and me, where I'm just chatting and you are listening, but maybe thinking along too. Just a casual exchange that sparks some thoughts. Of course, you don't have to respond at all. Just listening is more than enough, and I appreciate it. But if it ever feels like we are sharing a little mental space together, then that's exactly the vibe I'm going for. That's why I chose the name Zatsudan Room. So today, I talked about my background, why I'm committed to the Magna Method, and what I hope to build in the future. And before I wrap up, let me share two quick announcements. I was lucky enough to get selected for the Kobe Marathon, which will be held this November. That means I'll be running a full marathon for the second time in my life, and the first time in 2 years. I'm honestly really excited to run through the beautiful streets of Kobe. My goal this time is to finish under 3 hours and 30 minutes. During my first full marathon, I was doing pretty well, keeping a pace for about 3 hours and 15 minutes until the 30-kilometer mark. But then, my legs and glutes suddenly tightened up, and I had to slow down a lot toward the end. It was a frustrating experience, and I definitely want to do better this time. The race is about 4 months away, so I'll be gradually getting my body ready for it, step by step. Let me also introduce a little more about what the Magna Method actually is. It's a one-on-one online English coaching program. Once a week, for about 15 minutes, you'll meet with your dedicated English coach, someone like me. We reflect on your progress, check whether you've reached your weekly goal, and have casual conversations in a mix of Japanese and English. You can also ask for advice from your English studies or even tell us. Next week, I'd like to talk about this topic, and we'll tailor the session to match that. There's also something called Magna Party, which is a small group online English program for elementary school students. About 3 to 5 kids gather and go on a fun virtual adventure with a native speaking teacher. It's interactive, playful, and filled with English learning through movement and story. If you are an elementary school student, you can try both Magna Method and Magna Party for free. If you are older, you can still sign up for a free trial of the Magna Method. So, I really recommend downloading the Magna app and giving it a try at first. When I first tested the app about a year ago, I thought, wow, this is actually really good. You get real chances to speak in English, and the animation is surprisingly fun. If you are listening to this podcast right now, I'd love for you to try downloading it, even just once. It might open up a whole new way of learning for you. Thanks so much for listening all the way to the end. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to check out future ones. I'll keep sharing thoughts in this laid-back but thoughtful format. See you next time. Thank you.